Tomato season is upon us in much of the country. You could throw them at your radio if you don't like this show, but why not try some tasty recipes from Kathy Gunst, our resident chef at Here and Now. Hi, Kathy.
Hello, Scott.
Hi, Kathy. Well, you and I agree, actually. You can never have too many tomatoes, right? Tell us some of your favorite ways to eat them at this time of year.
Oh, my goodness. You name it. Cold soups, hot soups. I make a roasted tomato sauce every year. And then, of course, the classic summer treat of a tomato sandwich for me, which is lightly toasted white bread, mayo, fresh basil, salt, and pepper, and a fresh picked, warm, ripe tomato. Heaven. But there's so much more.
Now, you also have a recipe you brought for tomato confit. Is that right? How do you make it? What do you do with it?
Yeah, confit sounds like it's going to be some fancy schmancy kind of thing. It's just, confit is the French word to meaning to preserve. And in this case, you take cherry tomatoes. I grow red ones, green ones, yellow ones, and you give them a very low temperature, quote, bath in olive oil with fresh basil, garlic, salt, and peppers. They cook very slowly for about 40 minutes, just until they burst. And they're incredible to use on top of eggs or pasta or sandwiches. And the oil has this beautiful tomato flavor. In fact, one of my favorite ways to use it is like a great midweek quickie summer recipe. Linguine, you boil the linguine, and then you toss it with this cherry tomato confit, some of the oil from the cherry tomatoes, throw in some fresh basil, pine nuts, and peppery bits of arugula, and then a little Parmesan cheese on top.
Ooh,
and man, a Tuesday night becomes something really great.
That is not my Tuesday night for the record.
Your descriptions are so amazing, Kathy. All right, move on to the next recipe. Tomato tonato. Shall we call the whole thing off?
No, let's not.
Okay,
let's continue. Again, a very fancy name. This is my riff on a classic Italian dish called vitello tonato, in which case slices of rare veal are served over a tuna sauce. I don't use meat. I use garden tomatoes instead. This is almost like a deconstructed tomato and tuna fish sandwich. So stick with me here. It sounds weird, but I'm obsessed with this dish. You have a blender or a food processor. You throw in a can of tuna fish with olive oil. You then add some capers and mayonnaise, fresh lemon juice, an anchovy or two if you have it. You whirl it up. That's it. You spread it on a plate, and then you put gorgeous ripe summer tomatoes on top. The more varieties, the better. And it is the most refreshing summer dinner or lunch. I just love this dish.
Well, with these temperatures we're having,
exactly.
That sounds perfect.
Exactly.
All right, moving on. Your next recipe is for an heirloom tomato, peach, and herb lemon ricotta tartine. I have to ask... what the difference is between an heirloom tomato and a standard one?
Well, an heirloom tomato are these more unusual varieties that you don't tend to find in an everyday grocery store.
Right.
Cherokee purple, black crème, brandywine. They are seeds that have been passed down from generation to generation. And unlike the kind you find in the supermarket, they are somewhat irregular. They have interesting colors and way more flavors. So in this recipe, a tartine is, again, a French word for an open face sandwich, and you toast a baguette in some olive oil, and then you spread ricotta cheese on it that you've mixed with some lemon zest and herbs, and then thin slices of very ripe peaches and tomatoes. One slice of tomato, one slice of peach, on. And this is, again, a perfect summer dinner or lunch for these hot, hot August days.
That sounds so good. Kathy, quick tips for us for shopping and storing tomatoes. And the age-old question, can you put them in the fridge?
Good question. And the answer is no. There's been a lot of scientific research about this. And it turns out that refrigeration really does ruin or, let's say, harm tomatoes. There's an interesting article that we link listeners to in the Washington Post about it. But essentially, the reason supermarket tomatoes are so flavorless is that they keep them in refrigeration. And those low temperatures interfere with the chemical that gives tomato their vibrant taste and all that juiciness. So don't use them. Don't put them in the refrigerator. When you get them home, you want to put them on a cool windowsill or somewhere stem side down. And of course, if you're anything like me, you're eating them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Use them before they go bad or make my roasted tomato sauce.
That is Kathy Gunst, our resident chef, and we'll have all of your recipes at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thank you.